For 9 years, Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George has championed a progressive approach to prosecuting crime. Her challenger in the Democratic primary is betting that residents have lost faith in her effort to reshape the criminal justice system from within. Franklin County State's Attorney Bram Kronickfeld is trying to unseat George on the grounds that the county has become less safe under her watch. And Vermont Public reporter Liam Elder Connors is covering this race. He joins me now to talk about it. Hi there, Liam.
Hey, Mary.
Well, first question, can we start off with just a little bit of background about who these candidates are? The incumbent state's attorney, Sarah George, what should people know about her?
So Sarah George was appointed by Governor Phil Scott back in 2017 when her boss, the former state's attorney, T.J. Donovan, was elected attorney general. Now, Sarah George is part of a wave of prosecutors around that time who are known as progressive prosecutors, who aim to use the power of their office to address racial and economic disparities in the criminal justice system and reduce mass incarceration. Essentially, George says that a state's attorney a district prosecutor can make the system more just and more fair. And some ways to do that would be reforming bail. Her office has a policy of not asking for bail. George has also implemented a traffic stop policy where her office generally declines most cases stemming from non-public safety traffic stops, like if you have a broken taillight. These aren't always popular decisions or policies, and George has been blamed for the more visible drug use, crime, and disorder that some people see in Burlington.
Mm. Okay. Well, tell us about her challenger, Bram Kronickfeld.
Well, Kronickfeld is also a longtime prosecutor. He and George used to work together in the Chittenden County State's Attorney's Office under T.J. Donovan. But Kronickfeld was passed over for the top job back in 2017, and so he left. In fact, he even left the law profession altogether for a little while and became a priest. But he went back to the courtroom in Franklin County, where he's been state's attorney for the past couple of years. Now, Kronickfeld's campaign has struck a chord with George's critics, who think that her efforts have made the county less safe. And Kronickfeld's been walking this line between being kind of tougher on crime, but also trying to cast himself as being reform-minded. He says that the system in the courts is an escalator, not a revolving door. And one example is Sarah George's bail policy, which he blames for the visible crime and disorder.
We have profoundly undermined the efficacy of the criminal justice system in general, in every case, because we can't, it prevents the court from being able to timely address these cases.
Now, Kronickfeld says he would rescind Sarah George's bail policy if elected, and he would handle inequity in bail on a case-by-case basis.
And how does Sarah George defend her bail policy?
Well, she says a lot of it stems from people's misunderstanding of the criminal justice system, namely that bail can only be used if someone's a risk of flight and not for public safety reasons. And that if someone has a lot of low-level cases, but they're still showing up for court, a judge isn't going to impose bail.
There's a feeling in the community that people who pick up multiple offenses should just cash bail should be imposed, but that's, as long as they come to court. The problem with cash bail is that it becomes a tool to simply incarcerate poor people.
George also points to national studies that show there's no evidence that bail reform leads to more crime, though we don't have any data in Vermont about that. And George also says that things like an accountability court docket is showing promise at addressing repeat offenders and quality of life crimes.
Burning question, Liam. Do we have any idea who's ahead in this race?
Mary, there's no polling. What we do know is Sarah George easily beat a challenger back in 2022, and the challenger had a similar message to what Kronickfeld is running on. But again, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Crime is down generally in Burlington, but it's hard to know how people's perceptions of everything are going to match up with the voting day.
That's Vermont Public reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks for stopping by.
You bet.